Tell me, John, a little bit about how you wound up in Boston. I understand this is something that you do year after year.
That's it. I originally used to live in Boston and volunteered at that point, and then that was when John Hancock first became the marathon sponsor, and then became responsible for getting all the supplies to the finish line and getting the finish line all set up, and been doing it for 20-some years.
When you say supplies, are you talking about the water and the blankets or medical supplies or everything?
Everything. Medical supplies, water, blankets, metals, food. Getting the supplies to the satellite areas, the elite recovery, the VIP tents, the wheelchair tents, press rooms if they need stuff. We've done those in the past. And then we resupply and we... do whatever else needs to be done in order to try to make it a successful event.
Now, John, take me back to you were there at the time of the explosion. What do you recall?
We were, me and several members of my team were running into the crowd, we were running towards the blast because we knew that they needed help. We got there and started pulling scaffolding and other things off of the injured parties that were laying on the ground and assisting the police with clearing the area of all non-essential personnel.
I understand the stands collapsed.
You know what? I did not see that because I was on the opposite side of the street just pulling scaffolding off of the people that needed the medical assistance and getting the medical wheelchairs and that in there to get them evacuated to medical 10A.
It seems like human reaction to run the other way from danger. Why did you go toward it?
People needed help.
Do you feel you were able to provide that help?
Well, I was there to do what needed to be done.
And we thank you for doing that. Tell me, you were there how late last night working?
About 9 o'clock. We started at 3 a.m. and we ended it, left it at 9.
Were you able to contact your family here? I understand cell phone service was cut for a while.
I was able to get a couple calls out, and those people were kind enough to contact the rest of the family members.
Now, you're trying to get home today, is that correct?
I'm sitting in the airport right now.
Do you think that you will be back in Boston a year from now?
It's too early to tell. Chances are we will be.
People are seeing these pictures on TV, and they're horrific. Is that what you experienced?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks. Yeah, it was bad.
Do you think you'll ever get these visions out of your head? Do you want to?
Don't know. Can't answer that question.
John, anything else that you would like to add about what you saw and what you did and what you experienced?
Well, I think you people should give the first responders and the volunteers a big hand. They did a great job, and you know, in many instances, disregarded personal safety to take care of the situation. I mean, that was the beginning. There were possibilities of things happening in the buses and that, and runners that needed their supplies. As soon as they let a few of us in, we went in and got all the bags out, not knowing what was in each bag. And there were questions on a lot of those bags. So there were a lot of people that went above and beyond.
We heard a lot about these bags. You just went ahead and picked them up and you weren't worried?
You got to do what you got to do, you know?
I completely understand that, and I hope that I would be in that same situation, but I don't think you had to do that. There were first responders. What bubbles up inside of you to be able to put your life at risk for others?
There were people out there that were very cold. You need to take care of them.
Mr. Adamczak, thank you very much for your time this morning, and good luck getting back home.
Thanks. I'll see you later.